The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. Over 18,000 days, Dennis. And they're NBA champions once again. Wow.
Yeah, now I like the F you saw. Perfect, Bird. Perfect choice. Yuck. Screw you guys, Milwaukee. Brady, I'm glad you got out of there on time. What a dump. What was your least favorite thing about living in Milwaukee? Actually, I got the wrong music.
The 9 months of winter and 3 months of bad sledding.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we got it. Brett reminds, we can do it again. Thanks to Mo Money Pond for bringing us that rock horse. Anytime you get a sponsor to bring you a song called F*** You, we're at it. Mo Money Pond right behind us on that one. Not only that, somebody paid us to tell Milwaukee to F themselves. I don't like being a sore loser, but that was kind of fun for a second. I don't blame referees. And I don't usually look at the other team and say, go F yourselves, you cheated or whatever.
I do. They didn't cheat. They were just the better team. But I still feel like F you.
Yeah, I say F you to every football team, but when they win, right. I don't,
Tip of the cap.
Yeah, you got to tip the cap. Got to tip the cap. Oh, that hurts. But we did get to witness one of the greatest performances in basketball history last night. That'll go down in history. Well, the good news is the Suns' three finals that they've been in have all been legendary. The shot heard around the world, the Gar Hurd shot. Unbelievable. Basketball lore, 1976. John Paxson's last second game winner to beat the Suns on their own floor in game six. And then, of course, last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo playing one of the single greatest basketball games by himself ever while he's pulling anchors. Like the guys with him, he had to drag him along while he's putting 50 on the board and blocking
him. Scored half the points.
Scored half their
Ridiculous.
Points. It's a remarkable performance we watched last night. Unfortunately, it was against the team we love. So, the good news is we weren't that invested all year long. It was really like a bunch of people.
It really wasn't 28 years.
Yeah, it wasn't 28 years of hurt. Yeah. It was about 14 years of like, I like you guys. Why do you hate me so much? And then 10 years of screw yourself. And the last couple of years have been kind of, since Booker and again a few people in there, I'm kind of interested in this again. Really dove back in last year. And then this year I just got stupid again. Ah. But you know what the good thing for me is? I've sort of replaced, instead of having more sports disappointment in my life, because let's face it, sports is more disappointing than it is fun. Everybody always says how great it is and how much joy it brings. But for the most part, when you're as in it as most sports fans are, it brings more disappointment than it does joy. The Cubs have been years of disappointment. And the one piece of
generations.
Joy, exactly. Yeah. The one joyful moment I've had as a Cubs fan that we finally did it was anticlimactic. It felt like a relief more than a win. It was like, finally. Now I've lost interest.
There's a little more joy on the college football front because now you can't get seasons canceled for paying players.
That's right.
I mean, that's
Does that ever
table.
Bother anybody, though? Does USC fans, when Reggie Bush and all those guys got...
Ohio State season.
Did you guys have one zeroed out?
Against Arkansas. Yeah, I mean...
You just won game or a whole season? Because usually when they do that, they blank your season. You have zero wins.
I think
wins.
They did.
Because they took away all of Joe Paterno's wins.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't make any sense. When Memphis basketball team got caught, they changed their record to zero in like 31. They just take away all your wins. But nobody knows that. So USC had that great year and Reggie Bush got there. They had to give it all back. But everybody remembers USC. Nobody remembers who won it. But it brings more pain. Like the Steelers, even as good as they are, only have 6 championships and 55 tries. It's a lot of disappointment. So hopefully we don't have to wait till 2049 till the Suns are in it again, because I ain't got it in me, man. Start thinking about that. My dad is 74. 28 years ago, he was younger than I am now. Is that right? I don't know how to do math that way. Yeah, he was younger than I am now when the Suns were last in it. That hurts. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. Brady, it's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black and the home of a 20-year anniversary that's going on. Very happy and proud for the gang up there because they've done something right. And like I always say, the cream always rises. These guys put together such an amazing system of fitness, health, and a real self-defense program that isn't like made fun of or anything else. You go through this thing, you're going to realize this is the real deal. These bones are cracking. We are doing some stuff. And they're going to get you in great shape while teaching you the finer points of the in and outs of street fight. You might think you're a tough guy and you might think you're fighting and stuff. My dad's a very strong guy. He went with me the other day, realized I don't know how to punch someone in a fight. I know how to grapple. But if somebody knows how to punch, you'll get beat up fast. Bad guys know their stuff. They've got bad intentions for a reason. They've got confidence that they can take out a victim. Don't be a victim anymore. Head on down to reactdefense.com and learn the system known as Tactical Black. Also, check out their vault. Tons of cool stuff in there. My dad got a Luminox. Is that what they're called? Luminox watch?
Yeah.
They sell those there.
Military watch.
They're beautiful. Really, I'm not a watch guy, but I really like this one. So he bought one of those. He loved them. So the vault's there, too. You can check that out.
You can see it at night, too.
Oh, they pop.
Yep.
Yeah, tacticalblackvault.com is where you go for that. But if you're looking to get in shape, do it the right way. ReactDefense.com with people who are proven that they're going to be here. They've been here for 20 years. 20 years coming, no problem. That's going to be easy. It's in Phoenix. It's in Glendale. It's in Chandler. It's ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Well, the Jeff Bezos Blue Origin rocket is the big story from yesterday, and it's still carrying over some of the stuff that happened during the flight. I mean,
up in the cockpit.
Amazing. Yep. The whole thing took 10 minutes, which is basically the average break of an Amazon Prime employee day, 12-hour shift.
Everybody's got to get on this Amazon thing.
But 7 minutes into the space ride, the head separated from the shaft, and orgasm happened. Yeah. Zero weightless.
They got the gravity thing. You see the video inside?
No,
all them floating around. It's pretty
Wally
cool.
Funk and Funk was Oliver
floating.
Damon.
Yeah, the old Funk
18-year-old Dutch student.
Little punk from Dutch punk prick.
She didn't turn into dust, huh?
No.
She made it.
She made it. And she was like really happy floating around up there. They're all having the time of their lives. It's a Disney ride. It's an amazing Disney ride.
Earlier this morning, I told you that Bezos is planning on future flights. Already has sales approaching 100 million. He'll do 2 more human missions before the end of this year, and the tickets are already selling fast. The report is they're about $250,000 round trip. Same with the Virgin Galactic. Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons finally got her Hollywood star of fame.
Nobody showed up to that. Nobody remembers who Marla Gibbs needed to get that in 1987.
See, there were people there, John, because she passed out in the middle of her speech. She was right in, finished up her last little sentence. She was happy, really happy going into it. Then her eyes kind of fade. They gradually shut.
Did she cry?
She starts tilting. And she's going. And it was either her son or someone came up and basically balanced her. 30-minute break, give her some water. She comes back up and finishes. People hung around.
For Marla Gibbs to get a star?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have showed up, let alone hang out.
I could be her son. I wouldn't have showed up. Just Skype that, Mom. COVID. Marla Gibbs' star was an actual
presentation?
You
remember her as Florence.
Sure.
Right, you said that. Do you remember her character's name in 227?
Mavie.
Mary Jenkins.
That's right.
Very good.
I remember because that's what Jack A used to say.
Ooh, Mavie. Come over here, Mary.
Mary Jenkins, and her husband was Hal. Not that's his real name. Hal Davis? Davis? He just passed away.
Someone put a list together, the best Bobs in history.
The greatest Bobs of all time.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Bob? Big boy. I'm going to ask you now, Brad. Who's your favorite Bob?
Bob. Maybe Newhart.
Newhart's on my list.
Yeah.
Newhart's first one I thought of. Euchre. Bob Brennan.
Bob Brennan?
That's the wrong. That's Tom Brennan. Bob's my brother, and I'll tell you this. Let me tell you something about old Bob Brennan. That guy will suck a if you pay him $3. Huge that guy.
The
Bob
mayor?
Brennan.
The mayor of F City.
Yeah, he is the mayor of Homo F Word Town.
Oh, well, we figured it out.
This guy, I mean, I slept with one eye open as a kid. I thought I was for sure going to get rained on. Bob Brennan. Now, that's a different Bob.
Newhart on
He's
the list.
He's the vice mayor of Homo F Word Town. Sorry, Brady. We went off on Bob Brennan. My gay brother. Can't stand him. There's a deep drive by Castellanos, although not as deep as Bob went into his boyfriend last night.
I'd like to apologize to my brother.
Say I'm sorry. I'm a man of faith. I thought everybody knew my brother was a homo.
Bob Newhart, not even in the top 10.
Who's a good Bob? Well, Bob, what about Bob?
Vila?
Reaction. Oh,
Bob Marley.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is number 3.
Wow, good one.
Bob Barker.
Oh, that's yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Ugh.
Bob Woodward.
From Woodward and Bernstein? From
He's Washington ahead of Bob Post. Newhart.
Come yep.
on. Newhart's
Bobby McFerrin.
He's ahead of Newhart.
Bob this Mackey. Sucks. Best fashion designer of all asking, time.
Right? Newhart is definitely getting killed here.
Bob Hoover.
Who?
Bob Hoover. That's right.
Who the hell's that?
Aviation legend and World War II fighter pilot who spent more than a year in a German prisoner of war camp before he escaped.
Do you like how Brady says World War? Almost sounds like he's saying Word War, which he's been in for hundreds of years.
Bobby Brown.
The never-ending war for Brady, the Word War.
Whoa, Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown beat Bob Newhart.
Makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
Cosmetics.
I mean, the Bobby Brown from the cherry pie video from back in the day.
Pretty
All
funny.
Right, yeah.
So you're telling me, Brady, they interviewed a bunch of women and twinks to find out who the best Bobs were. And let me tell you this. My brother Bob, wasn't his real name. It was just what he did so well is Bob up and down all over the place.
It's his nickname.
One after another. And there goes Votto. He hits a drive down the left field line. That's going to drive home a run for the Reds. And I got to apologize.
Mental Floss did the list, and there were a lot of people commenting that, where's Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah, Bob's Big Boy was one I thought you would choose for sure.
Yeah, you can't. It's ever, up there.
Yeah, you can't beat
Bob Hope.
That's one. I don't like Bob Hope, but that should have been on there.
I was just watching some of the old Newharts on TV the other day.
So
it was just
funny.
So great.
The psychiatry one.
Yeah.
Because Bill Daly and Howard Borden, his neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Bob Loblaw.
Bob Loblaw is one of my favorite TV characters of all time. But, yeah, that's disappointing. Because even the Newhart with Peter Scolari and whatever, the one that Tom Poston up in when he's
in Vermont.
The Vermont thing. That was funny. Was it Larry, Daryl, and Daryl?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the thing about Tariq El Moussa going off Christine on Flip or Flop.
Pretty great.
He just tore into her pretty good. Basically talking about his new fiance.
Being hotter than
hotter,
her.
Hotter, richer.
Yeah. Is she?
She is.
She's hotter?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's almost a clone of her, but it's like a better version. And they're just mad at each other. And now she's on her third dude since the breakup. And he's pretty steady with this. And I think he screamed something at her like, it's called winning. Like he went Charlie Sheen on her.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw that. Oh, did you see your boy Brennan, though, is now doing games again, Brady? He's got a job. He's no longer in exile. That's right, Brady. I'm going to be calling some Cincinnati high school football like Brockmire planned.
Cincinnati Moeller.
I'm going to do some Cincinnati football, little Cincinnati high school basketball because I said f*** on the air. And that's that's what you do. When you say a homo F word, then you're basically told go hang out in the high school.
Tom Brenneman along with Carlos Snow.
I tell you, these little woke pussies are driving me nuts. I got to call this one they. He's the third baseman. I'm not calling him that.
And on the sidelines, Hiawatha Francisco. These are all former Cincinnati football players that were legendary.
Of course. And, of course, the legendary Mr. Simpson.
Yes.
His first name was actually Mr. Great kid. Grew up in Cincinnati. Vontaze Burfict, who I think is one of the finest human beings on the planet, mainly because he's a hetero. I love those.
Maybe he will get him on Vontaze.
It's coming up. But Tommy gets to call some high school games. And also, great news for everybody who's tired of Megan Rapinoe. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden.
prelim. They're not out.
The streak's over. The streak's over.
Oh.
Good.
The lady softball team won.
Good. They're good.
They beat Italy.
I don't hear them.
Crushed them 2-0.
I don't hear them lipping off for more money all the time because they never lose. Now, you finally lost to Sweden. I'll get back on the horse, ladies. Anyway, that's about it for us. We're done. Larry McFeely is coming up. Now, you don't have anywhere to not go today, right?
No. I think I'm really going to go home this time.
Right. If you want to come slash John's tires, his car's not here, but he's going to puppeteer the Larry Show for the next couple hours. McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. And hang your heads high. Not low. High. It's a good run. Let's not go too crazy. And also, f*** you, Milwaukee. Live with that.
Let's play it again.
We'll catch you guys tomorrow on the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.